It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Just do it. Up until I had met a wonderful woman in 2007, I'd never thought of doing anything than the norm. What's the norm, you asked? The norm is going out to eat, going to the movies, going bowling, you know the norm. But when I met her, a whole new world opened up to me. I'd begun to see things differently. Over the years, I and many I've been around have not embraced the many spectacular things that have been created for us to enjoy. There are obligations that we face daily. Work, marriage, children, family, and so much more. But there's more to life than responsibilities and obligations. Or at least there should be. I spent 25 years just going to work and coming home and settling for the norm. Today, P, I'm here to encourage you to step out of your normal routine and embrace a new way of existing, a path of greater fulfillment, enjoyment, and happiness. Who doesn't want to be happy?
It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
I have witnessed countless individuals go to work and come home only to be miserable. They seem to not have an idea of what to do in their free time other than the norm. Part of the problem is many of us fear embracing change. Not only that, we get stuck in following we've seen done or what we've been told is fun to do. Sometimes culturally, we lean toward trends and the things we see our role models do. This is the type of behavior I desire to detach you from. It doesn't hurt you to try something at least once. If you don't like it, fine, don't do it again, but what you may gain could be valuable. This was me. I was stiff-necked. I was stubborn about trying new things. I had no real reason for it. I was just fearful of something new and different. That sounds funny just to say it because, since embracing my new way of thinking, I've learned that I'm adventurous. I love doing things not called the norm. As I reflect on the past, it's not amusing how often when it was suggested that I try something I'd never done before, how I would put up such a fuss. There was a time my ex-wife and I traveled to Atlantic City for the weekend and she insisted on me getting on an amusement ride that started from the heavens and dropped you at 40 miles an hour to the ground. I found no enjoyment in that. I saw no benefit in me having fun doing that. She teased, mocked, and hounded me for 3 days, and finally I gave in. We climb in, go to the top, and we drop, and I mean drop fast. Now the funny thing is, she begged me to get on this ride, and she screamed all the way down. I, on the other hand, admired being as high as the birds, enjoyed the vantage point from the sky, and proceeded not to like the feeling of the drop that if had on my body parts. And yes, I did it in silence, Mr. Calm, cool, and collected. I made sure to tease her for years after that, and I had it on video. My point is I did it, though, at much resistance. What that did was open the gates to further attempts. I guess I needed that one try. Now you can't hold me back. I'm the first to look for fun and interesting B things to get into. I recall us taking a trip to the Bahamas. There we took the challenge of competing called B.O.B. I'd never heard of it before, but what the heck, let's give it a try. The B.O.B. is an underwater mechanical jet ski, not as fast though, like a submarine, but for one. you hold to the bottom of the ocean, in clear water, and you get to see all types of sea creatures. It's beautiful. The plant life is also spectacular. Again, this wasn't my idea, but I tried it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Definitely would do it again. Or how about the time I was in Punta Cana? By this time, I had come into full acknowledgement of my adventurous nature. I decided to go try something even more out of the norm. I had an adventure with a jellyfish. I know people swim with sharks and dolphins. I'm not doing that, so the next best thing was a jellyfish. First off, no stinger. Second, I had no idea how big they were. It took two hands to hold that thing, and the sliminess of it, I will never forget. It was a nice experience, but one I won't repeat. That's how it can go. You try something, if you enjoy it, you continue. If you don't, it was an experience, and you move on. What am I trying to say with all this? Yes, life can be challenging, but you should take the time to comfort yourself. Consistently expanding yourself is important. You should not be the same person you were 5 or even 10 years ago. Growth is a sign that you aren't stagnant. This applies to all areas of your life. This is even more important if you're married. You need time alone with each other. You need for it to be just about the two of you. I was married twice and was blessed to have 2 honeymoons, one for 2 weeks and the other for 1. These moments matter. Quality time is to be privatized by each other. Remember, you are to be as one. God has created so much beauty for us to enjoy. There are so many wonderful things out there for you to try. You don't have to be an adventurer such as myself. There are tons of activities and hobbies to take on to elevate your self-worth. Often we don't know because we are not informed. Just recently, I've come across so many new things to do, Jay can't contain myself. I'm already planning my next adventures, both big and small. I want you who are here my voice to hear me. Change can be a really good thing. Don't allow fear to keep in a stick. Many of you don't know you're stuck, but you are. Just because others are doing it doesn't mean you have to. I refuse to be a follower. I am my own man. I make my own choices. What awaits on the other side of fear is fulfillment. Open doors, open opportunities, open everything. Many have conditioned themselves to believe that change is bad, that comes from a bad mindset. That is not the mindset of Christ. Lack of change comes from a lack of submission. You want a form of control. There are so many things I had no idea were in me till I began to believe. Talents and gifts that are pouring out of me every day. Your eyes become open to the possibilities. You then begin to dream, which then leads to believing that anything is possible. You then begin to make requests that seemed unobtainable before. But now you believe it will. Live through God's eyes. As I will continue to stare, I'm speaking from experience. The things I've shared, I've done. We tend to overthink things, which makes things worse. I'm a thinker, I know. You cannot grow being comfortable. Growth comes through evolving. I want you to evolve. God wants you to evolve. There are many things out there to enjoy. Find what you're passionate about and start there. Sometimes, as in my case, it can take the right person in your life and your eyes will open. Are you ready to see? Blessings upon you.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4-6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.